You're welcome to the Voice of Wrestling, ABS 88.5. It's time for us to eat and dine with the King of Kings. Let's pray. Father, we bless your name for whom you are. Thank you for the opportunity of giving unto us to propagate the gospel of the kingdom. Thank you for this wonderful platform you have given unto us. The anointed one that lives his life and speaks his power, who has performed mighty vision miracles of tremendous power through me, in you as one. That in all who have every cause to say hallowed be to your name, we receive the oil of quick understanding upon our listeners. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. You're welcome to today's Voice of Rest. Invite your friends, invite your family, invite every person and persons. Let's wine and dine with the King. I want to talk about what we believe about ourselves. What we believe. What do you believe about yourself? What we believe about ourselves. Well, we're coming from a biblical standpoint. What we believe about ourselves. In Mere translation of Hebrews 3:19, the Bible said the point is this: even though they survived by supernatural means in the wilderness for 40 years, they failed to grasp what God had in mind for them. They died because of unbelief. They believed a lie about themselves. The Bible is talking about the king of Israel. It said they did not die because of Pharaoh, because Pharaoh has been taken out of the way. They did not die because of Satan. They died because of unbelief. That means unbelief sponsored their destruction. And the Bible says, what caused the unbelief? They believe a lie about themselves. That means if you don't know the truth about yourself and you believe a lie in the name of truth, it's going to destroy you. As simple as ABC. What sponsors destruction is unbelief. It's not unreasonable men. It's not devil. It's not Pharaoh. But unbelief. In Hebrews 4 verse 6, in your translation, the Bible says, both Adam and Israel believe a lie about themselves. What does it mean that Adam believed a lie about himself? When God was giving him an instruction, he believed a lie about himself, that he is not the image and likeness bearers of Elohim. In Genesis 1:27, when God was making man or creating man, he says, God created man and woman and shaped them with his image inside them. He shaped them with his image inside them. What does it mean? When God said to Adam, when God said to creation, or let us make man in our own image, and Bible said he created man and woman, which shaped them with his image inside them. When Adam was formed from the dust of the earth, God gave him those details, that you are the image and the likeness bearers of Elohim. But he chose to believe a lie. When the enemy came, the fallen mindset came, he said, the God says, if you do this, you shall become like. But God says, you are, but he believed a lie, you shall become like. In other words, Adam failed to enter into God's finished work. What does it mean? Living in union with the tree of life, which is the figurative expression of the person of Christ. Living in union with the image and the likeness of the King of Glory shaped inside of him. He did not believe it. For Israel, Bible says, Adam and Israel believe a lie about themselves. Adam did not believe that he is the image and the likeness bearers of Elohim. Therefore, he did not live in union with that image. Praise Master Jesus. For Israel believed a lie about themselves. How? They failed to enter into the consequences of their complete redemption out of slavery from Egypt. They failed to enter into the consequences of their complete redemption out of slavery from Egypt. If you read Hebrews 3:19, the Bible says that the salvation that brought them out of Egypt is not an inferior salvation, but they died because of unbelief. It's not because of Pharaoh, it's not because of the enemy. For Israel, they failed to enter into the full consequences of their complete redemption out of slavery from Egypt. For Adam, he did not. He failed to enter into God's finished work, which is living in union with the image and the likeness of God within him. That is to say, living in union with the image and likeness or the tree of life, which is the person of the Messiah that was given to him. In Hebrews 4 verse 3, because we're talking about what do you believe about yourself? For Adam, he did not believe at all. For Israel, they did not believe. Therefore, they perished. That means, what sponsors destruction is unbelief? Praise Master Jesus. What sponsors destruction is unbelief? In Hebrews 4 verse 3, the Bible says the entire fall was a falling away in our mind from our true identity as image and likeness bearers of Elohim. For us today, what do we believe? Because we have seen an example of Israel and Adam. They believe a lie about themselves. For us today, what do we believe about ourselves? One, the Bible said that the falling away is in our mind from our true identity as image and likeness bearers of Elohim. What do we believe? We believe the truth about ourselves, which is we are the likeness and the image bearers of Elohim. See after me. I am the likeness and the image bearer of Elohim. I am the likeness and the image bearer of Elohim. If you read Hebrews 4 verse 9, Bible says, there remaineth full and complete Sabbath rest for the people of God to experience. Believing it is one thing. Experiencing it is another. How do I experience the very identity that I am, you are, as the image and likeness bearers of Elohim? How do I experience it? Because I, first of all, believe the truth about myself, about yourself. We are the image and likeness bearers of Elohim. I am the image and likeness bearers of Elohim. How do I experience it? How do you experience it? It's written in the Ephesians 4 verse 24. Passion Translation, the Bible says, to be transformed as we embrace the glorious Christ, which is the image and likeness of Elohim within as my new life, living in union with him as one. Say after me. How do I experience that I'm the image and likeness bearers of Elohim? How do I experience it? One, I embrace the glorious Christ within the image and likeness of God as my new life, living in union as one with him. Praise Master Jesus. Say after me. I embrace the glorious Christ within me, the image and likeness of God as my new life, living in union as one with him. That is how to experience. First of all, we believe we are the likeness and image bearers of Elohim. Then two, we enter into the experiences. How do we enter into the experiences? We embrace the glorious Christ. See what I'm saying it? I embrace the glorious Christ within the image and likeness of God as my new life, living in union with him as one. Praise Master Jesus. For Israel that believed a lie about themselves, they failed to enter into the consequences of their complete redemption out of slavery from Egypt. For us, what do we believe about ourselves? Because Adam believed a lie, now we are believing the truth about ourselves. Israel believed a lie, now we are believing the truth about ourselves. If Israel did not believe that they believed a lie about themselves, they failed to enter into the consequences of their complete redemption out of slavery. That means the salvation God brought to them from to the process. And that is the consequences that is accompanied with that deliverance, with that expression. For us, what do we believe? We believe the truth about ourselves. What do we believe? In Colossians 1:13, the Bible says, remember, it is all about deliverance. They were delivered from the bondage in Egypt, going to Canaan land. For us, we were delivered from the power of darkness and we're translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love. For us, we believe the truth about ourselves, that we are already delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Praise Master Jesus. That's what we believe. We believe the truth about ourselves. We are no more under the tyrannical rule of the enemy. We have been delivered. The same way Israel was delivered from Egypt, the same way God delivered us from the power of darkness. He didn't stop there. He translated us into the kingdom of Christ, where the love of God rules. Praise Master Jesus. Then, for us, how do we experience it? If you read Romans 8 to 3 and 34, the Bible says that we passionately long to see the transformation of our body, which is the hope of our salvation. That means the reason why Jesus saved us, that He will transform us into His image. Simple. The reason why we were saved primarily is to be transformed or transfigured into His very image. If you read Romans 8, 29 and 30, the Bible says that we might conform to the image of the Messiah. In Hebrews 1, 1, 2, 3, the Bible made it so clear that Jesus is the express image of the Father. If Christ is express image of the Father, we are the express image of Christ, the brightness of the Father's glory. We are the brightness of Father's glory. He upholds all things by the power of His power. We are upholding all things by the word of Christ's power. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, we believe we have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of Christ, where the love of God rules. And in that place where the love of God rules, the same way Israel failed to enter into the consequences of their complete redemption out of slavery from Egypt, for us, we enter into the full consequences. We celebrate the full consequence of our redemption, which is found in Christ Jesus. What is that full consequence of our redemption? Transformation or transfiguration or redemption of our body. Praise Master Jesus. If you see Jesus' account in Luke 9, 27 to 8, Jesus says that the power, the glory, and the presence of God's kingdom realm began to stream out of Him. In that moment, He was transformed and transfigured. Praise Master Jesus. For us, we believe we have been delivered from the power of darkness into the kingdom, translated into the kingdom of the Son, into the kingdom of Christ, where the love of God rules. Then how do we experience it? That place where we celebrate the full consequences of our redemption in Christ. The full consequence of our redemption is the transformation and the transfiguration of our physical body. How do we experience it? In 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18, the Bible showed us in Mirror Translation how. Bible said, now, with an unveiled face, gazing into the glory of the Lord Jesus, as in a mirror, metamorphosis happens, or transformation happens, or transfiguration happens. What does it mean? His image and likeness is fully awakened within us. Fully awakened within us, streaming and bursting out of our skin, through our skin. And our body began to change and transform and transfigure. Praise Master Jesus. This is, in other words, what do we believe? The primary things we believe about ourselves is our identity and our placement. What is our identity? We are the image and likeness bearers of Elohim. And how do we experience it? By living in union with Christ in us. That is one. Two, our placement. Where are we placed? We're delivered from the power of darkness and we're translated into the kingdom of Christ, where the love of God rules. And in that kingdom, there is the full consequences of our redemption. Redemption from the power of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of God, where the love of God rules. There is the consequences. What is the full consequence of our redemption? Is the transfiguration of our physical form. Say after me. Now with an unveiled face, gazing at the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ as in a mirror. Metamorphosis, transformation, transfiguration happens. His image and likeness fully awakened within us, bursting through our skin. Praise Master Jesus. His image and likeness fully awakened within us, bursting through our skin. As a matter of fact, when the Bible says the full and complete Sabbath rest for the people of God to experience, this is what he's talking about. The full and complete Sabbath rest for the people of God to experience is living in union with the King of Kings. 1, 2, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord Jesus within us, that causes the metamorphosis, transformation, or transfiguration to happen, which is his image and likeness fully awakened within us and bursting through our skin. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I just said now is only in Christ. Only in Christ. Not only in Christ. If you had to say that, Jesus, you are the light of life. You are my Lord. Pray with me now. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you came in the flesh. You died in my name. You were raised in my name. You were glorified in my name. I confess your Lordship over my life. You are my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. The same prayer in Igbo. Someone that you can. Nekwe nebi anode made. Nishi na ubi nye nehi. Nenji zon nekupita nibu zonewa. No enzoputam. That anabatam undu ebi ebi. Na ubi mbuzo chese ke. Ebi ebi. Ebi ebi. Amen.